AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Crews in Baltimore are getting ready to start clearing wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. Saka Magani has the latest.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's the first step in what will be a very long process.
We cannot rebuild the bridge until we have cleared the debris.
A crane has now appeared on site, one of two that'll be used to clear tons of twisted metal and concrete debris, plus the ship that hit the bridge. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says it's part of a multi-step plan toward the top objective, reopening Baltimore's port.
Step one of that is we're going to clear the debris from the channel. Step two is we're going to remove the vessel. And step three is remove the rest of the bridge debris from the waterway.
Moore says this will not happen fast, but it will happen.
The best minds in the world are here, right now, in Baltimore.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to ceasefire talks with Hamas. The militant groups previously suggested a phased release of all remaining hostages in return for an end to the war, full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, the opening of Gaza's borders for aid and reconstruction, and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, including top militants. Netanyahu's called those conditions delusional. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge eased last month, prices up 2.5% over February of last year. The Environmental Protection Agency set strict new emissions standards for heavy-duty trucks, buses, and other large vehicles. To take effect with the 2027 model year, the EPA says the rules will avoid up to 1 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions over three decades. And a funeral service today for four-term U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. This is AP News. Major League Baseball season is fully underway, and Bob Stevens reports the World Series champion Texas Rangers got to raise their championship banner before winning their season opener.
Jonah Heim's two-out RBI single in the 10th off Drew Smyly lifted the world champion Texas Rangers to a 4-3 win over the Chicago Cubs. Heim says it felt good to redeem himself after being involved in a disputed play in the top of the ninth, which put the Cubs ahead.
When you feel like you kind of let your team down there and then we get a chance to win the game, it's even better. And like I said, don't get that opportunity without the guys in front of me having really good at-bats, taking their walks, and big team win tonight.
Travis Jankowski tied the game at three in the bottom of the ninth with a pitch hit homer. Adolis Garcia also homered for Texas. Justin Steele pitched 4 2/3 innings, allowed one run for the Cubs, but left the game in the fifth with hamstring tightness. Bob Stevens, Arlington, Texas.
Openers this afternoon in New York and Philadelphia. The Mets host the Brewers and the Phillies Braves. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.